On this week's program, we travel to the North Coast for the Creative Writing Exhibition Tour, an initiative of the Jamaica Cultural Development Corporation. Are you a lover of the arts? Do you enjoy creative expression? Then this is the place for you. Stick and stay and enjoy the cool, cool breeze while you wait. This is the Arts Page. I said the wicked man we love to fall. The Creative Writing Exhibition Tour is an island-wide showcase of Jamaica's best literary works by some of the island's most talented poets, artists, and ad hoc entrants. Here's how it starts. Writers are invited to enter one or more of the five categories: essay, short story, novel, poetry, and drama. Each entry undergoes a selection process unique to the categories, and the finalists are chosen by a panel of judges. The best pieces from each parish are showcased at respective parish libraries for all to see.
One will be able to view the essays, the short stories, the novels, the poetry. They'll be able to see an example of the program, what all the awardees earned in this competition, plays, you know. So it's really five genres, and persons will be able to get these original works, because the competition features only original works. So here's a wonderful opportunity for persons to see what the latest writing, the latest offering is that's out there now.
That was Andrew Broadba, Speech and Literary Arts Development Specialist at the JCDC. The creative writing competition has been the stomping ground for many famous Jamaican poets. Does the name Mervyn Morris ring a bell?
Well, I don't think we would want to go any further than perhaps Mervyn Morris, because he's now the poet laureate. And when he started, he got his recognition first and foremost through the JCDC. I believe, in fact, though at that time, it was a gold medal winning essay that brought him to the fore. And yet today, how many years later, it is poetry. So it's all tied up. Very interesting, because you can start off in one genre. Writers are able to work in different genres.
It seems the secret to overall success is the strategy of multiple entries. Sean Harrison from St. Thomas is this year's winner, and he entered in several categories. So, are you willing to put your writing prowess to the test? If you are, entry forms and a list of criteria for each category are available online. Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm or visit a JCDC parish office near you. Entries are now open. This week, we place poetry in the spotlight with poems from the Poet Laureate's Poetry Book feature. Here's Simple Things, written by Jean Binta Breeze.
Simple Things by Jean Binta Breeze. The simple things of life, my dear, the simple things of life. She rocked the rhythms in her chair, brushed a hand across her hair, miles of travel in her stare. The simple things of life. A homey corn and the back yet gone. Plant me peas, arthritis ease. The simple things of life. Leaning back, she wiped an eye, read the rain signs in the sky, evening's ashes in a fireside. The simple things of life.
Join us next week and every fourth Friday afterwards to hear more poems. Well, that's where we close the Arts Page today. Join us next week when we will bring you more of Jamaica's finest in the world of arts. I am Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
Up our planet, come and consume it here. Every little thing that we'll have around here. Yes, in the wildlife, we need to protect that. Protect the Jamaican bubble and the black bill parrot.
We said them endangered and them crying out the
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and Herbert Morrison Technical High School, winner of the 2015 World Environment Day Poetry Competition.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.